Happy Easter, everybody. Wow, it is a joy to be here today celebrating the reality that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and he is the life. And it's a truly joyous event today that we have. And it's not just an event, right? We don't just celebrate that the resurrection happened, like a 2,000-year-old historical fact. Jesus is the resurrection. He is the life. And he is alive. My favorite movie is I Prefer Heaven. It is about St. Philip Neri, who is my confirmation saint. And the way that the movie depicts the end of his life is just truly beautiful, because what happens is everybody kind of thought Philip Neri was kind of a crazy guy, but they fell in love with him. And God worked miracles through him, and he was just like charity incarnate. And so people knew they were living around a very holy person. And then he dies, and there's just like so somber of a feeling, like in the whole place of Rome, where he lived. And everybody's all down and down and down until one little kid. He runs right outside of where St. Philip Neri died, and he goes, "Felipe vive! Felipe vive!" Which means Philip lives. He's alive in El Cielo, in heaven. And then all of a sudden, like, the joy comes. And I have to think that that's kind of what happened, is that when Jesus died, that everybody, there was just the somber. Remember, there was the darkness for 3 hours. There was the earthquake. Everybody knew that this had been a horrible mistake, that they killed Jesus. And they had heard him preach. They had experienced his miracles. They had all this stuff. And he had taken care of their needs and all those things. And now he was gone. Until Mary Magdalene walks out of the empty tomb and then tells the disciples, and then they tell everybody. And they're going, "Jesus is alive. He's alive, he's living, he's not dead, he is alive." And this was the joy and the light just kind of pervaded the whole world as time went by. And that's the message for us today, you know, that Jesus is truly, truly alive. And that's a happy reality. Today, our first reading, oh my gosh, so good. It talks about the first convert to the faith. Yesterday night, we had a mass. The Easter Vigil was 3.5 hours long. It was awesome. And it was, we had 31 people receive sacraments yesterday night. Many of them were getting baptized. Many of them were Protestants who are becoming Catholic, and all of these different, it was like, whoa, like, this is awesome. And this is how the church celebrates the resurrection every year, by baptizing people, by bringing people into the fullness of the church, so that the church can be more fully alive, and so that souls can be more fully alive. And you and I, who are already baptized, confirmed, all of our sacraments, we renew today our baptismal promises. Right after my homily, I will sprinkle you after we renew our promises. And it's like, yes, I want to be more fully alive. I want to be more deeply converted, Lord, every day. And this first reading talks about the first convert of the faith, in a way. The Acts chapter 10, you have to read before it and after it. But here's the story. The first convert, the first Gentile convert, by the way, the word Gentile means nations. And part of the scandal of Jesus was that Jesus came not just for the Jews, for the people who had faith. He came for everyone. And that scandalized people who thought that only certain people should have Jesus. But Jesus is like, no, I come for everyone. Which is why the name of his church, the Catholic Church, Catholic means universal. Jesus comes for everyone and invites everyone to a risen life, to a resurrected life. And so the first Gentile convert is Cornelius. Cornelius was a soldier in the most powerful army of the world, the Roman army. Not only was he a soldier, he was a legionary. Not only was he a legionary, he was a centurion. He was high up in the ranks. He was strong. He was smart. He was powerful. He is the first convert to the Catholic Church, to the faith. And how it happened is that one day, Cornelius was approached by an angel. And the angel comes, it's all recounted in Acts chapter 10. The angel comes to Cornelius and says, hey, send for this guy named Peter. He lives about 25 miles away. Bring him to your house. So Cornelius sends three of his Roman soldiers 25 miles to Simon Peter, our first pope, to his house. And they show up, and it's just like, whoa, can you imagine the scene? Three Roman soldiers in their uniforms and all their stuff go to Simon Peter. Whoa, like a week, like days earlier, this was Peter who denied Jesus three times. This was the Roman soldiers who killed Jesus, and a lot can change in a few days. And so Jesus, this is the message that is brought. Okay, so the Cornelius sends his guys, they go to Peter's house, they get Peter comes back. And Cornelius has gathered all his family and friends and soldiers. And he looks at Peter, and he says, I don't know why I called you, except that an angel told me to do it. I've gathered all these people. What do you have to say? What Peter said is our first reading today. What does Peter preach? He says, you know what happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism. He preaches baptism. He says how God anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. He preaches the sacrament of confirmation. He went about doing good and healing those who were ill and oppressed. The sacrament of the anointing of the sick. And we are witnesses to all of these things. He ate and drank with us. Eucharist. He's preaching the Eucharist. After he rose from the dead, he commissioned us to preach. He ordained us. He's preaching the sacrament of holy orders. To preach. And so that everyone may have the forgiveness of sins. Confession. This is the message that Peter preaches. And Cornelius gets on his knees in front of Peter, and he gives his life to Jesus Christ at that moment. And he never was the same. And how did Peter do it? By preaching that Jesus is alive in and through the church and the sacraments. That the sacraments aren't just like nice little things that we do so we get nice little photos. But that the sacraments are real and bestow life-saving, life-transforming grace that is important, more important than everything. Peter is basically saying, look, I was hungry and Jesus fed me not just the food of this earth, but the food of eternal life. I was thirsty. He didn't just give me drink that would satisfy me. He gave me the waters of baptism. I was sick. And he gave me the anointing. He healed me. I was weak. He confirmed me in the sacrament of confirmation. I was lost. He gave me a vocation to preach, to save souls. I was a sinner, and he heard my confession. That's what Peter preaches. And this, my friends, is what it's about. This is how we live Easter. We live Easter by living in the sacramental life of the church. We should treasure Sunday Mass more than any other hour of the whole week. At the end of Sunday Mass, we should start the countdown for next Sunday's Mass. Because here we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the living Jesus, who is the resurrection, who is the life. It matters. It matters to transform us and to save us. That this is what it is all about. This is Easter. This is our faith. And this is Cornelius. You want to know what happened to him? The first convert? He became a priest. And he became the first bishop of Caesarea. I don't know what happens with us. when we really live the sacraments, when we receive them and love them and treasure them more than anything. But God's got an incredible plan. Because what he wants to do more than anything, what our Jesus wants to do more than anything, is to live his risen life in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.